whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We'll get into the cover two in about 7 minutes here on Fesco and Dusty. I hope you're all having a good Friday. It's not really a red Friday. It's a relaxed Friday, right? You get to have Texas, yeah. Ohio State tonight. Then you get a couple games tomorrow on a Saturday and then wrap it all up on Sunday. And then here we go Monday as we are in day two of the 5-game stretch of the best 5-day stretch of sports, of football, I should say. As we talked about earlier this week.
We talked about it privately. We haven't brought it to the air yet. I think January has become the greatest sports month now.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this. Yes.
Want to talk about it now then?
Yeah, let's get into it for a quick second.
913-586-7965. Sponsor, that's the text line sponsored by Jay Southland Tow. Doing the Lord's work. Cam also was like, it's weird going home to sleep and just now turning you guys on. Normally it's like doing the snow plows. Like it's just been a weird week.
It's been a crazy week for
people. No doubt about
it. We'll get to the snow thing in a second, but I want to run that because I've heard from people over the years and it's always been a debate, which is the better sports month, March or October.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I guess spring training in March, I guess.
March Madness is fun.
Yeah, it is.
Like we hate college basketball season. Right, and it's like, hey March Thursday. Madness.
Yeah, and we're all experts.
11 o'clock.
You know, we're all experts on, you know, Duquesne. But I think, you know, March and October have always been like kind of battle back and forth. And I was thinking about it this week. I'm like, I think January has now become the best sports month of the year. You have the final weekend of the NFL regular season, which a lot of times is for all the marbles. You know, you're playing for playoff spots. You're going down to game 272 that matters and everybody's watching. Then you immediately go into the NFL postseason. You go into head coaches and general managers being fired and hired. Mm-hmm. You've got the college football playoff and national championship stuff going on right now as well. And, you know, you've got the opportunity to see some great football and you know, 5 playoff games in 5 days, basically 5 days of playoff football. Boom, 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 boom. And so I think for me, like January is like the winter doldrums and nobody likes it. You're coming off the holidays. But I'll tell you what, man, the sports calendar in January and everything that's going on so far in the first 10 days of this year from a sports standpoint, I think January has usurped, to steal a word, March and October is now, in my opinion, the best sports month of the year.
I'm in. Agreed completely.
I love September. I think September's up there, right? You're wrapping up the baseball season.
Yeah.
It's a big, big in there. This year's September was awesome for us,
yeah,
right?
Great for us, yeah.
And, you know, you get the end of the baseball season. Golf is also finishing up with the FedEx Cup races, me being the outlier of that situation. But also you have the start of football. Like, you've waited all summer. You've gone through training camp, mm-hmm. and football is finally here. So you get baseball, football, and then for me you get golf. Plus it's like that good time of fall where, like, you're starting to kind of lift the windows open, let the air, and just the season of it plus the sports of it, to me, is just better than this garbage that we have outside.
Well, this stuff sucks, but having these sports kind of helps you through
saves it.
It
does, yeah.
It really does.
In January, like you said, like football, like
the
college
Chiefs
football
have
playoffs.
Made January and February for me, who's had seasonal depression in January and February for most of my life. Since the Chiefs have been winning, my life is so much better from a mental standpoint these months. Sports and having this opportunity to watch all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're already 10 days into January. Take our mind off this crap, right?
Wow. Yeah, I'm ready to be on a tee box hitting pipes down the fairway, but that's not happening for another 6 months, it appears, because it's just devastating outside.
May not be melted in 6 months. I heard we may have another big one on Valentine's Day, somebody was telling me this morning. They're looking at future models, and they're like, oh, Valentine's Day, there may be another 10 to 12 inches.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lovely.
Huh. Somebody says, I'm with Dusty. September and October wins for me because of golf championships and racing championships on top of football.
Yeah.
It all depends
on what your interests level
are. Yeah, 913-586-7965. What's the best month of sports throughout the year? January, April. I mean, April's nice, too.
April's
right?
Good. Your spring, baseball, Masters, Final Four, National. Yeah. Like, April is a good month as well. Yeah.
April's almost good because you've survived.
You survived, right? Yeah. Yeah, like, you know you get to April, you're like, I made it.
But can it be the best sports month if it doesn't have football?
Yeah, probably. But you got the draft.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you got the,
I guess.
Every month
that's
has
fair.
Something
the
in the NFL.
Fun.
Every month has something in the NFL.
Somebody says, agree, January has the most going on, but September's the best all-around viewing experience. I ain't done.
What does that even mean, though? I don't know.
What does that mean? Experience, I ain't done.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Somebody says, 12 more inches of snow coming the week of the 17th through the 23rd.
What?
Is that February or January? I am so done with snow, dude.
Stop. You're scaring me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 12 more inches?
From the 816, it's so funny. Bob, the one that bashes weather forecasters, relay what he heard. Yeah, I'm going to relay the information. Doesn't mean I agree with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they hit one. Whoop-de-doo.
But they hit it.
They got it. I mean, they got it right.
They hit that three-leg
parlay. The other 10, they missed, you know.
Me and Bob carpooling to work for the foreseeable future.
That's right.
Let's go.
Bought a new Cobra era jet driver a few weeks ago. I feel like I'm never going to get out and use it, Dusty. Simulators. Go out there. They have those. Yeah. There's one, and that's not the same, but you can do it.
From the 816, if Bob took a month off from the radio program, that would be the best month. Says the guy listening.
Well, we did take off a month, basically.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we just did that.
But it wasn't any of us. Colin Cowherd all day. So
the winter sucks, right? And nobody likes the winter. Nobody likes the shoveling.
I like it, but I don't like the extreme
winter. You're over
winter.
It, though, already.
Because it's extreme winter.
Yes, it's terrible.
I don't mind a little fire, a little pajamas, a little robe. I love
it's
that.
Nice, you do that kind of, but when it, like, it hampers you for an entire week, like this one has done, has just been atrocious. And so we get an email from the Homeowners Association yesterday. Those of you that have, do we have any Homeowners Association music? Those of you that, you know, have the Homeowners Association, understand the Homeowners Association, we all just kind of roll our eyes. And so I'll just read you the email we received yesterday. Mind you, this was yesterday. Dear neighbors, as winter settles in, our neighborhood transforms into a picturesque wonderland.
That's how they started it. That's so crazy.
However, with the beauty of snow comes the responsibility of ensuring our sidewalks remain safe and accessible for everyone. As responsible homeowners, it is our duty to shovel the snow off our sidewalks promptly. This simple act not only helps prevent accidents and injuries, but also ensures that our community remains welcoming and navigable for all, including children, the elderly, and those with mobility challenges. Here are a few tips to keep in mind. Number one, shovel early and often. Fresh snow is easier to remove than packed snow. Try to shovel shortly after snowfall to make the task more manageable. Number two, use safe techniques. Bend your knees and lift with your legs to avoid straining your back. Take breaks if needed.
Thank you.
Number three, consider your neighbors. If you have elderly or disabled neighbors, offer to help them with their shoveling. A small act of kindness can go a long way. Number four, use ice melt sparingly. While ice melt can help prevent slippery surfaces, use it sparingly to avoid damage to sidewalks and the environment. By working together and taking these small steps, we can ensure that our neighborhood remains safe and enjoyable for everyone throughout the winter season. Thank you for your cooperation and commitment to our community. This email comes yesterday, Thursday, after a Sunday and Monday blizzard where everybody was out shoveling. We had one guy in the neighborhood literally plow every sidewalk in our neighborhood because he had the big machine. He just got behind it and he went, man, and he just went down the entire block. The only thing that wasn't cleared in our subdivision, in our neighborhood, was one sidewalk in front of a house that doesn't look like anybody's even home, and the common area by the entrance to the subdivision by the sign that they charge us $30,000 for, that the trees are so high you can't even see the sign. Those are the only two areas that we're not taking care of. And our streets weren't plowed, which is fine. I get all that. It's a, you know, neighborhood, whatever. They took care of the main roads. They sent out that letter because one person didn't shovel. Because Jen and I drove the neighborhood last night because she was hot when she saw this one, right?
She high?
Hot.
Oh.
Hot.
Like, oh, okay.
She was hot.
She's always hot.
Yeah, thank you. When she saw this one. And so we said, you know what? We're driving the neighborhood. We drove that. Not that it's big. You know, there's 80 houses in it or something like that. It's not huge. Drove the neighborhood. One house did not get that job done. Why not go talk to that person instead of sending out this email like we're all ignorant asses that didn't do anything?
I just want to win, Jim. I do love this text regarding that. Why are HOAs consistently giving thanks coach vibes? That made me giggle.
That's good.
Bend your knees. Thanks, coach. Take rest. Thanks, coach.
That was here. Here are a few tips to keep in mind. Thanks, Helen.
Yeah. Is that her name?
I don't remember what it was. Betty or, you know.
From the 913, I'm not shoveling 5 feet of plowed snow just to clear my sidewalk for three elderly people to walk on.
But the thing is, we had this one neighbor, and my wife even responded back to the Homeowners Association president. He goes, your neighbor legitimately came out and plowed every sidewalk. He just went right down the street. No effort, just went right down the street.
Somebody said you should email back and tell them to suck your ass.
You know, it's funny you say that because I told my wife I was going to do that. She goes, please don't.
Just don't make it a drama thing.
Yeah.
Just, come on.
Guess who's not coming to the block party? No, I had a friend one time that said that, like, in their HOA, they were, like, upset with all the decorations that people put out for holidays. It was, like, one of these, like, there's a number count. And so in, you know, retaliation, everybody that was on the same page to go against them put, like, so many different blow-up, like, things in their front yard or, like, middle finger to the HOA.
No, the HOA,
it's a power trip.
It is. Yes.
That's all
they
is.
Were the safety patrol when they were in middle school.
When I was, you
were on safety patrol, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, right. When I was living in Blue Springs over by Stone Canyon, we had HOA over there. And my stepdad's like, you know what? I'm tired of these emails. I'm just going to go to the meeting and see what it's all about. And they had it in the middle school gym over there. Now it's Paul Kender. It used to be Sunnyvale or Sunny Point, whatever one it was. And he said he made it 10 minutes of the meeting because everybody just stood up and there was like, yeah, there was a mailbox that was open for 2 days. I thought that was kind of unsafe. And then somebody said something about, yeah, there were a couple of trash bins at the end of the driveway that were there past their time. They needed to bring those back to the thing. He just stood up and walked out.
I told you we got a message on like the neighborhood ring thing. Why hasn't my trash been picked up? It was supposed to be picked up on Monday.
Jeez.
Don't you know how holiday schedules work?
Like, have you looked outside?
Karen?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Go sit back down in front of the fireplace and have some hot cocoa, Nancy.
See, the lucky thing for me is that I'm from a generation that will never own a house. And I'll just rent so I don't have to deal with HOA. Like, I just can't.
It blows my mind. It blows my mind.
You know, so 512 had their grass was a little long.
Right.
That's another one. You need to mow your lawn at least once a week. Because I remember, I think it was my buddy Zach. He lives on a corner lot in Lee Summit. And he was mowing his lawn. And they said, you don't need to mow that far. That's not your lawn. So he didn't touch it because it was technically like the city. And he just let it grow. And he's like, I could have mowed that, but now it's an eyesore because you guys told me not to mow it.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
I mean, the things that people get, you know, concerned with. I mean, again, the whole neighborhood was plowed except for one neighbor who hasn't been home and the common area.
Common area.
Well, you know, the entrance, whatever. This just where nobody lives, but it's an entranceway or whatever, right?
Right.
That has not been done. Because nobody's going to do that.
Who's doing that?
That's why we pay a homeowners association fee.
That's
it. Somebody's out there and do it.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So there you go. HOA, that's your thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Thanks to the text line. Take the day off. You know what? Take tomorrow and Sunday off,
too.
Some
of my neighbors now.
Oh, they're like, preach, is that what they're saying? Yeah. I mean, HOA, like, it's just such a power trip.
I mean, like, who in their right mind takes a look at the entire neighborhood that's been plowed and shoveled out? Everybody's driveway shoveled. Like, most of my neighborhood are old guys, so you know they take care of their stuff, right? They mow six times on Saturday. Their yards look awesome, like, envious. They're always out there. They got their stuff together. And then this email goes out because one person at the end of a cul-de-sac didn't plow their sidewalk because they aren't home?
Uh-huh.
What happened to just going and talking to that person? Why do we need to involve everybody in this?
Again, HOA.
Which one was your favorite, though? Shovel early and often. Use safe techniques.
Take breaks.
Was that the one? Yeah, use safe techniques. Bend your knees and lift with your legs to avoid straining your back. Yeah. Take breaks if needed.
Make sure when you drive, you put your seatbelt on before you back out. Make sure you look out the windows. Like, thank you, HOA.
Yeah. Shovel, but use that ice melt sparingly. Leave that ice on the ground. Because after you shovel, then, you know, Ed up the street will slip and fall.
Somebody says, my dad has a second house in Stone Canyon but doesn't live there. The amount of complaining that goes on about his house is hilarious. People complained also about a piece of paper taped to his front door for a week. From his lawn guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I like this one from the 913. Last year had a heart procedure done and 2 days later caught my neighbor bitching about 3 dandelions in my yard.
Wow. Oh my. Pick them out yourself, Harold. That was another one.
Yeah. HOA Harold is what somebody. Yeah.
That's another. From the 913. Hell yeah. I'll take the day off. I'm going to sit in the garage and have some beverages and a stogie. Cheers, buddy. Yeah. I'll be joining you. Let's get into our cover two for this weekend in the playoffs. All right, Mr. McAmoney, you're up.
I mean, first off, I'm watching rookie QBs. I'm excited about the rookie QBs this weekend. You know, you got Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix. These are the two guys that...
And you think one of them is going to get blown out?
I do. I think Bo Nix is going to get blown out. Yep. And it's not his fault. It's more the team than him. But yeah, also the other team that he's facing. But yeah, I mean, these are the two top rookie of the year candidates and rookie QBs in the playoffs historically don't perform great. Maybe that trend will change. This has been one of the best rookie QB seasons ever. And then... I think Bob talked about it earlier, maybe in his script, but so it's kind of, I'm going to piggyback on that. Mike Tomlin in his seat, how hot it gets if they lose, when they lose, how they lose. His future, for whatever reason, seems to be in the balance with this game. Haven't won a playoff game since 2017. So, yeah, Mike Tomlin's seat, is it going to get extremely hot if they lose this game?
So that's what you're looking for this weekend. I'm going to piggyback off of your Tomlin's hot seat. And I'm going to add Harbaugh, John, to that hot seat, because either one that loses Monday morning on sports talk radio in that city is going to be, has Tomlin run his course or has John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson run their course, right? Like, this game is setting up for, I don't want to use the term meltdown, but it's setting up for a week of it's time to make some serious changes in Pittsburgh or Baltimore to whoever loses this one. I will tell Pittsburgh, as I did yesterday, and then Orlovsky stole my take, is that we're looking at a Pittsburgh team that continually blames Mike Tomlin, but he's taking chicken scratch and making chicken salad out of this, you know? You had Justin Fields and Russell Wilson given to you as a quarterback, and you almost won the damn division.
10 wins. Yeah, it's amazing.
So... enough with Mike Tomlin, all right? Start questioning the general manager in that organization, because Mike Tomlin's out there taking chicken scratch and making chicken poop or whatever. So I'll be watching that one and how they're saying they're, well, Mitch said doo-doo. I figured we were.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I'm going to be watching, too, because both guys are kind of banged up, is that Love Hurts matchup. Which banged-up quarterback is going to do more or... quite frankly, try to stay out of the way of their team winning a football game. Because I think staying out of the way means you're giving Jalen Hurts the opportunity to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley all day long. And the same thing with Green Bay. Run the hell out of the football. Get a good running game up there. So which quarterback is going to stay out of the way to allow their team to win?
You keep bringing up the Love Hurts. Have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live skit called Cookie Dough? Where they do it to that tune. It's called Cookie Dough. Yeah. And they're like, it's like a Gatorade commercial, but instead it's cookie, it's a Gatorade.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so gross.
I'll send it to you, Matt. Yeah. But it's like Will Ferrell's like a track star. And he, like, at the end of his race, he like chunks it all over his face. And, like, oh, it's so funny. So funny. Cookie Dough. My cover two are two quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Reason why? Josh Allen, you're the MVP of the league. It's been your season. Josh Allen, go take care of business. Continue to get to that point, which is AFC Championship game against Mahomes. We all want to see it. Everybody wants to see it. National media, local media, Buffalo media, Chiefs media, everybody fan-wise is ready for that matchup. Josh Allen, go be that dominating force that everyone has said that you have been all year. I'm watching how Josh Allen plays in this game, and like Mack had noted earlier, could be windy, could be snowy. Hello, Buffalo football in the playoffs. Fans, bring your shovel, because you know if you want to sit, you got to do it your damn self. The other one is Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's been new life in the NFL. This is a new storyline for Justin Herbert. Zero playoff wins. Jim Harbaugh has came in and saved your day.
It's today.
That's right. And he knows what it's like to be born because he remembers it. It was warm. It was light. It was fun. And Justin Herbert has been born again in this new sort of reign for the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm really interested to see what he does against Houston. Again, Mitch Holtis told us earlier, if you missed it, check out the podcast page. Mitch Holtis told us earlier, I'm really interested to see how the Chargers do against the Houston Texans. Don't doubt them out. Houston's had some time to kind of get things right. You're going to see Nico Collins kind of do his thing, but I'm looking to watch Josh Allen.
Are you feeling more about Houston now than you were earlier in the week?
No, I still think the Chargers win.
Okay.
But I think it's time to watch Justin Herbert a little bit more under the microscope. I think I'm ready to see, is he going to be this guy that, do you want to get in the conversation as a top five quarterback? Do you want to be in that conversation with Allen, Burrow, Lamar, all those guys? You win this game, you take a lot of weight off your shoulders. No one's expecting you to go to the Super Bowl. No one's expecting you to go to the AFC Championship game. People are expecting you to get a playoff win. It is time to show up for you, Mr. Justin Herbert. I'm watching that. I'm watching Josh Allen because, damn it, I kind of like Josh Allen. And that pains me to say, because I do like watching
and
Josh Allen.
I like Bo Nix. Which guy that Dusty likes or Bob likes is going to win this weekend?
Yeah, because there ain't no ties in the playoff, baby.
Could there be? Could we have a tie? Nope. Just ended in a tie of both teams combined to face the next opponent? That's what they should do. If you tie in a playoff game, you combine both teams and you take on the next opponent.
That's what it would take to beat the Chiefs. So,
and they still may not.
Exactly.
Right. Do you think a combined Denver-Buffalo team could beat the Chiefs? 913-586-7965.
I will ask you this. Which underdog this weekend do you think has the best chance? The Rams? Is that the easy answer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the but no, Rams. It's not anymore because they moved the game. So
I think it's the Commanders.
Yep, that's fair. Rams, Packers, Commanders would be the three. Any other answer I would disagree with.
Those are the underdogs you think of, Jin?
Yeah. Okay. Those are the best chances.
See, I think one of Houston or Denver is going to win. So I would take one of the, I think I would take Houston.
What's
probably
your percentage of Pittsburgh, though? 20%? 25%? Is that way too high?
Somebody on the text line actually had a good one. Tomlin should throw him a curveball and start Justin Fields.
I mean, he went 4-2, or what do you do?
4-1, 4-2.
I can't remember.
What
yeah.
happens if that does happen though? Like, does like
then we never say anything about Tomlin again?
Do shockwaves go through like the like? Is there panic that sets in because you were preparing for Russ and now you got Fields?
For sure.
Like,
yeah,
I think people would make a bigger deal out of it than it is. Still go out there and play your game. We got our defensive plays. We'll call our play. You execute your play on defense. Go ahead and take care of business. But I mean, that would be wild if Tomlin did. I hope Tomlin does that. God, I would love Mike Tomlin even more. I don't know how much more I could love the guy. But, like, if he did that, I'd be like, oh, this is great.
No one said George Pickens is in their cover, too. Let's see how that guy shows up.
Seriously.
He had a really bad game in the last game of the season.
He could have gotten 1,000 yards, gotten an incentive, came in that game with 900, walked out with 899.
Three drops.
Oh, he was so bad. And I had money on him, of course.
Six targets, one catch. No, zero catches. Three drops.
That's almost as bad as Carson Wentz, half a total yard, finishing with 10.
Yikes.
Well,
we had a text earlier that says if Pittsburgh beats Baltimore, they're going to play Sorry, Miss Jackson, which I thought was great.
Oh.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
He never meant to make her daughter cry. He apologized a million times.